Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. Mm. On today's call, we're going to talk about seven keys to thinking beyond your imagination. Wasn't we heard recently, honey? Somebody said, what do you think about the nation? He said, the only nation I'm concerned about.
Well, he said, the best nation you got going for you is your imagination.
That's it.
And I like that.
Me too.
Because he, Senator Tim Story.
Scott.
I mean, I don't know why I said that. Because he's a story.
There's an author named Tim Story.
But Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, he grew up in poverty. And he said, what saved me was my imagination. Because around me wasn't looking good, but inside me could be good. Raised a Christian.
Yes,
anyway.
He was. Well, anyhow, there are two ways you can see something. One is with your natural eyes, and one is with your imagination.
That's right.
The word imagination is defined in Merriam-Webster's Intercollegiate Dictionary as the act or power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived in reality. Mm. You could say it this way. Your imagination is the thing that allows you to see the future before it happens.
Think about that.
Need to say it again. Your imagination is the thing that allows you to see the future before it happens. Here are seven facts on how to think beyond your imagination. Number one, imagination's not bad, evil, or unproductive, but we may be. Your imagination is neither good nor bad nor evil. It becomes whatever you decide it to be. If God created your imagination, he meant it for good and not for evil. Now, I realize there are a number of scriptures that talk about vain imaginations. The problem's not using your imagination. It's about using your imagination to think on wrong, negative, or sinful things. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Right.
The key in this passage is that. When imagination focuses on things that are wrong, that is the problem. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that is a scriptural problem being addressed in this verse.
Mm-hmm.
It must be pointed out that your imagination is what you will use to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. One final question before we move on, which will resolve this point, even if you have any lingering doubts or hesitations. Here it is. Why would God give man an imagination if it was only for evil thoughts? He wouldn't, he couldn't, and he didn't.
And if you really want to go to Hebrews 11:1, you know, your imagination is working when you have faith to believe for something you cannot see. Number two, imagination allows you to live in fear or in faith. See, it's a double-edged sword. Both fear and faith flourish through our imaginations. Fear uses imagination to create the worst-case scenarios. Mark Twain once said, I'm an old man and I've known great many troubles, but most of them never happen. You know, we can't
so
allow
true.
Fear to run wild in our imagination, trying to create images and events that will never come to pass. That is probably why the Bible gives us so many scriptures that tell us to fear not. We should always remember the words of Matthew 6:27. Matthew 6:27 in the Living Bible says, will all your worries add a single moment to your life?
No.
Faith also uses our imaginations to see things, like I was talking about a few minutes ago, that are not as though they were. Romans 4:17 tells us that Abraham believed God even though he didn't yet see the promise. Because it says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago in Hebrews 11:1, this in the Classic Amplified says, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." So faith confirms that we can only see in our imagination because it hasn't been revealed to us yet.
Number three, imagination allows you to see things beyond the natural realm. In the midst of assaults by the enemy, we must look beyond our natural surroundings and allow our spiritual imagination to bring everything into a victorious focus. 2 Kings 6:15. "When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both were horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." How many times have we been blindsided by attacks of the enemy, or those he uses to discourage, disappoint, or dissuade us from following God's will for our lives? In 2 Kings 6:16, the first thing the prophet Elisha said should also be our response to times of trouble. He said, "Fear not, fear not." When worry or fear come at you, it's imperative that you allow the Holy Spirit to move your imagination into a place of peace, comfort, and strength, realizing that you've got the upper hand in every skirmish with the enemy. 2 Kings 6:17, Gehazi was allowed to see beyond what was obvious. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee open his eyes, that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Wow.
We've said so many times, but it needs to be said over and over and over, till we live it. God is doing more for you right now that you can't see, so he can bring in the manifestation to things you can see. Allow the Holy Spirit to prime your motivation to see beyond your natural eyes.
Number four, imagination allows you to turn your dreams into reality. Three thought-provoking quotes and one powerful scripture. Stephen Covey, the author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, once said, "Live out of your imagination, not your history." That is a powerful quote.
Yes, it is.
Albert Einstein, the genius, most people's count, said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge." Think of that.
And I love the quote by Sun Tzu.
Yes.
You know, the author of The Art of War. Can I throw this in?
Yes, you may.
He said, "Can you imagine what I would do if I could do all I can?"
Wow.
Power.
Powerful. And this is the scripture, a power quoted scripture. Philippians 4:6-7. Philippians 4:6-7 in the New Living Translation says, "Never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus." That, too, is very significant and
powerful.
Yes,
it is. Number five, imagination is how and what you see through your Father's eyes. Ephesians 1:18 says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for understanding is G1271, and it means the mind is a faculty of understanding feeling, desiring, mind. Mind, spirit. Way of thinking and feeling, mind, understanding, or imagination.
Imagination.
Now catch this. The way you gain more understanding, insight, is through using your imagination. Ephesians 1:18, the Living Bible. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can see something of the future that he has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been, that God has made rich. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we who are Christ have been given to him. The New English Bible says inward eyes. Jerusalem Bible says eyes of your mind. How do you see something of the future? It's through your imagination. And the imagination can be used for good or evil, depending on whose voice you're listening to.
That's true. Number six, right thinking and rich speaking will expand your imagination. Going back to Hebrews 11:1 in the Classic Amplified again, this is such a powerful scripture. We want to share it one more time. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not yet revealed to the senses. So the point is, you can think beyond your imagination, but the even greater news is that you can never think beyond God's.
Wow.
1 Corinthians 2:9, the Living Bible says, that is what is meant by the scriptures, which say that no mere man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. And I was thinking of this scripture too, Ephesians 3:20, this in the New International Version. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. As our thoughts change, we change.
So true. Number seven, daily ways to think beyond your imagination. Confess positive, rich thoughts every day. Create your confession on where you want to go, what you want to do and or be. Wake up in the morning with a get up and go spirit. When the alarm goes off, decide to get up excited. Praise God for the very special gift of another day that he's given you. When you walk in the bathroom, look in the mirror and say, good morning, child of God. This is going to be a great day.
Amen.
And listen to whatever encourages, exhorts, edifies you. You might choose music for early in the morning, as many people do not have the time to listen to a teaching prior to work. It may be best to avoid the news since you want to focus on the pure, the powerful, the positive. Purpose in your heart to expand your mental abilities and increase your communication skills. Adding a new word to your vocabulary every day. You can actually sign up with dictionary.com and a new word will be sent to you every day. I want to share one more final verse with you. 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18, King James, New King James. While we do not look at things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. All that's left now is for you to think beyond your imagination.
So take that to church with you today.
And tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Join
Rich
us.
Thoughts TV. You can go to the Facebook Live at Brother Harold. Check it out. It'll bless you. Well, until next time, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.